On the phone this morning is Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, good morning.
So, from what I've been told, you had a dream of some sort, or what's going on? Why are you on the show today?
I had this intense dream about flipping pancakes with a total stranger.
Okay.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I am like, it's one of those dreams where I like vividly remember it. Like the guy was, oh my gosh, blonde, and he had these like, these intense green eyes, and just like kissable lips, and he was ripped, and I mean, just like drop dead gorgeous, like so good.
Sounds like you were dreaming about me, to be honest.
No.
Well, I swear, last night I got an Uber, and the guy who picked me up, I swear, look exactly like the guy in my dream. Like, to the T. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, seriously. And what's even more strange, like, I get in, and he kept kind of looking at me like he knew me. And then he says, I'm not trying to be creepy, but I swear a few nights ago, I had a dream that you were in it.
No way!
Is that weird?
Like, yes!
Wait, did he give all the details, too? Like, you? Like
no!
No,
and I'm kind of shy, so I didn't want to be like, was that a dirty dream, you know? Like, I don't know. It's just kind of strange, but I was kind of like, didn't want to say anything else because I was by myself, you know, in the Uber. But I cannot stop thinking about it. Like, he was so nice and, you know, didn't have a ring, I noticed. And we didn't really talk much after he said that because my boss called and I got on the phone.
Dang it.
I know. And so I feel like maybe I didn't take advantage of the situation. I have his number because he texted me when he came to my apartment to pick me up. So I don't know. I mean, is it the guy of my dream? Is it a sign? Like, should I ask him out? Like, should I text him? Or is that just weird?
That's weird.
I don't know.
That's kind of weird. I don't think you should be doing that.
Okay, I would say the same thing, except for the fact that he said to her, oh, this is kind of strange. Like, don't be creeped out. But you were, like, in a dream that I had the other night. To me, what if this is fate?
Oh, you think this might be, like, love or something?
Yeah. I've never heard of anything like this. I mean, what else could it be?
I am completely, completely shook by this, and you need to text him and say, hey, did I leave my sunglasses in your car?
Ooh,
or hey, did I leave an earring in your car? Or something like that as an excuse, and see if he like replies back with something like kind of sly or smooth or something.
I used to have dreams when I was, when I was a younger single guy, and I'd have dreams about girls, you know, stuff like that. And like, oh, I had a dream that we were just friends. So that was always nice and fun and awkward right there. 317-239-1009. What do you think? Should Charlotte, that has this guy's number, should she kind of make a move here and reach out to him? And if Charlotte does reach out to him, Alex, Live the Web Girl, anybody else, what does she say to the guy?
I mean, see, that's what I don't know.
The sunglass move? That's not terrible, but I honestly, Charlotte, think it's just a little weird. I mean, we have dreams all the time about people, don't? I mean, am I alone? I have dreams about people.
Yeah, but how many times do you have a dream about a complete stranger and then you end up seeing them in real life?
Because
I've had dreams of strangers.
Yes. And they'd say that they had a dream about
yes,
you.
Yes, that doesn't happen, Joe. This is meant to be. This is fate.
Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. You're also on with Charlotte this morning. You heard the scenario. What should she do?
Well, first I want to comment that your brain will never dream of a person they have not met before. So it's probably likely these two have run into each other before, or they wouldn't know each other from that dream perspective. And secondly, there's probably some common ground somewhere, so she should ask him out. Absolutely.
You don't think it's a little bit weird at all, though?
Not if the dream hadn't happened. If both parties are saying that they dreamt about each other, I mean, no other time in life is that ever going to happen again.
It sounds like deja vu, almost, like you brought up. Maybe they saw each other.
What do you mean that your brain can't, like, dream about somebody, though?
I moved on with her. I don't know. Maybe she was an actual, like, brain person. I don't know.
Well, I've never heard that. I thought your brain would just like put features together from people you've met in your life or your whatever, you know?
I've had deja vu, I guess I would call it like that, where I swear I've met the person before, but it wasn't somebody that I had like a dirty dream with. Charlotte, were you reading like 50 Shades of Grey before you went to bed?
No, I swear, no. It was so vivid. Like, I remember every detail, which is weird because I never do with my dreams. So that's why I'm just like, it's weird.
Charlotte, hang on. We're going to talk to some more people next and see if they got any advice for you, okay?
Okay.
We have a tweet from a series. They say your brain stores images of people you've seen in life, even if it's just passerby. Then it uses those people in your dreams. It does not create brand new people. I believe that's what that other caller was talking about.
All right, Jarek is on the Joe and Alex show, also with Charlotte. What did you want to say?
Hey, I definitely think she should text him. If he's fine, whether he's seen him or not, do it. Alex had a great idea. Lie and say, oh, my best friend sent me my favorite keychain. I'm overseas, and I think I left it in your backseat. And go from there.
Hold on. But what lie is that? My favorite keychain?
It can be a sentimental value, yo.
Jarek, are you single?
Yes.
Okay, it's because your game's weak. We got to step that game
you
up.
You are a hater.
I want Jarek to find love.
I haven't lost a keychain yet. That's all.
Okay. Hey, Jarek, we love you. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Daniel in, Terre Haute?
Terre Haute, yeah.
Daniel, how are you listening to us in Terre Haute? You're far away.
Yeah, I drive here every day, 95 miles one way. I'm actually building a hotel and parking garage across the street from Bankers Life Mill House.
How cool. Well, we're lucky to have you. What's going on? What do you think about Charlotte's situation?
I don't know how she needs to do it. I definitely wouldn't lie about a keychain and make up a complete lie, but you definitely need to find out some way to text him and start a conversation somehow.
Well, she has his number because, like, I guess she was running a few minutes late, so he texted and said, hey, I'm your Uber driver. I'm outside waiting. So she has the number.
Right, yeah, she definitely needs to text him. I don't know what she should say, but she definitely needs to say something somewhat in a flirty way, but not over dramatic. But she definitely needs to text him and say something. Go for it.
Is there any way that this could all just be a coincidence, or do you think there's no way it has to be soulmates?
I don't know. I don't know about soulmates, but there's a reason why they both had a dream about each other, and then they randomly pop up together, and they both realize that that's the person from the dream.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Daniel, and Terre Haute. Let's go to line number three, Madonna in Avon. Hey, Madonna, you actually had something similar happen?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
I love you, too.
it was similar. I had a dream, and come to find out that my coworker was actually friends with this guy. And I thought, you know, how in the world am I going to get a hold of them, you know? So I had a car problem, and I went over, and basically, you know, I just started it up. I mean, she's got nothing to be afraid of. What's the worst thing he says? No?
Wait, so you actually did this. You dreamed about a random dude, found out who he was, then went to see him. And then what happened? Did it pan out well?
Yeah, this December will be 17 years of marriage.
What? You're kidding me. Holy crap. I don't understand. How did you bring up to him, hey, so I like dreamed about you. Like, did you say that on the first date?
Oh my God. Well, we were like, well, I can't say that. We were completely and openly honest because we really didn't want a relationship at the beginning. So we were just who we were, you know?
You were friends with benefits?
And everything. So we talked about that kind of stuff, no problem.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying. Okay.
See, ladies, be more like Madonna. Be open about things. It makes it easy.
It really is. I mean, keep it simple. Guys like it to keep it simple and to the point.
I love it. Madonna and Avon, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's do line number two this morning and talk to Summer downtown. What did you want to say? We also have Charlotte on who kind of sparked this whole conversation.
I had a friend who also had a dream about a girl, and they actually did get married. The girl said she had the dream, too. They actually did get married, so maybe that is possible. Fate might be stepping in. But I just think you need to text the guy and just be like, hey, you know, I thought about it, and I thought we sparked or something. Like, you want to go out for a movie or something? I just think maybe you should be honest with them. Guys like honesty. I learned that.
Wow, Alex, are you questioning, like, because you probably never had a dream about the Egyptian?
Right. Well, I'm just thinking, I can't believe that this has happened to so many people. Well, like, this is the craziest story I've ever heard.
It's happened to a few people.
But that's just crazy.
I watched it happen with my friends, so I was like, wow, that's crazy that you guys dreamed about each other, and then not even 3 years later, they were married.
Exactly,
I'm like, wow.
Yes.
All right, Summer, thank you for calling in and sharing that. I'll admit, I mean, it's not everybody, but it is kind of interesting. Like, to have that dream, like, I would freak out if I'm like, oh, my God, I had a dream that I actually met that person.
I know.
That would be kind of weird, and you're trying to, like, explain it, and I couldn't imagine being in your position, Charlotte, because it's an awkward spot to be in. Like, you're not being a creeper or a weirdo, but, I mean,
right.
But the good thing is he already admitted it to you. So if he had the same thing, I don't think you should feel that awkward about trying to establish some kind of contact with him.
Okay.
All right, let's take one more call real quick here. Donna, you are on the Joe and Alex show. What advice would you give to Charlotte? What would you say?
I would say definitely go for it because when I was younger, I had a dream, and I am now married to my husband for 6 years, and he was in my dream when I was a lot younger. So go for it, girl.
Wow. See, like,
I
don't want to believe this, but as Alex is saying, like, I think that we've had 3 or 4 people call in, Charlotte, that have had these dreams about somebody and now they're married. That is kind of crazy.
Can you stay on the phone? Because you know what I want to do? You have his number, right?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to text him tonight maybe and then tomorrow tell us how it went?
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay. Hey, just hang on a minute.
It,
hang on a minute. Yes, hang on a minute. And then tomorrow we'll try to get an update from you of what happened, okay?
Okay.
All right, Charlotte, hang on the line. We'll get to her. I don't know. Now you're getting really crazy.
No, I'm not. I need to know what happens.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.